For more than a week, Israeli forces have kept Jericho locked down and its residents at bay as they search for suspects in a drive-by shooting. On Saturday morning, the Israeli military thought it had located who they were looking for and raided a refugee camp on Jericho's outskirts. A house was hit with an anti-tank missile and those inside surrendered, according to the military.
Houses were targeted, as if the residents were criminals while they were asleep in their houses, civilians who have nothing to do with the incident.
No one has been allowed to move freely out of this town of 37,000 people in the occupied West Bank after shots were fired near an illegal Israeli settlement in the area. No one was injured in that incident. It's unusual for so many people to be locked down for this long, but then these are exceptional times in the occupied West Bank. So far, 36 Palestinians have been killed this year in confrontations with the Israeli military. And there are far-right ministers in the Israeli cabinet committed to expanding settlements and making life much tougher for Palestinians than it already is. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Ramallah.